USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Look, I hate to do it, but I will do it. I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
President Trump sits down for a wide-ranging interview with Fox News host Chris Wallace on his program Fox News Sunday. President Trump asked to give himself a grade.
I think I'm doing a great job.
The other news out of this interview, the president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet as he looks toward the next 2 years of his administration. The topic discussed as word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out, along with the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
Trump says Kelly could be leaving soon.
There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A few midterm election races finally settled in Georgia. Republican Brian Kemp will be the state's next governor after Democrat Stacey Abrams finally admits the math doesn't end up in her favor for a runoff. After a recount, Kemp beating her by 55,000 votes. In Florida, Republican Ron DeSantis will be governor after Democrat Andrew Gillum concedes, and Republican Rick Scott off to the Senate after beating Democrat Bill Nelson.
Things worked out a little differently than Grace and I had hoped, but let me say I by no measure feel defeated.
The very latest now on anti-Trump CNN reporter Jim Acosta, who covers the White House. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump has weighed in on a courtroom's finding that CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credential should have been reinstated after the White House had revoked it last week. The president told reporters, people have to behave.
I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The latest now on the fallout from the murder of the Saudi journalist in Turkey.
Reports are the CIA assessment of the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi asserts with high confidence that the Saudi crown prince ordered his murder. President Trump was briefed by the CIA chief and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo while on a plane heading to California, and he then told reporters that he'd reassess the incident. Meanwhile, while attending the APEC summit, Vice President Mike Pence told reporters,
the murder of Jamal Khashoggi was a barbaric act against an individual. It was also an attack on a free and independent press. We're going to make sure we find out who's responsible and we hold them all accountable.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After touring the wildfire damage in California, President Trump maintains forest management will solve some elements of potential future fires, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump says the U.S. needs to be more like Finland, which he calls a forest nation.
And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
On ABC's This Week, Adam Schiff, Democratic congressman from California, responded to the president's comments.
No single fire has the same cause. Every fire is going to be different. The fire in Malibu is different than the Camp Fire. Forest management wasn't going to solve the problem in Malibu. The reality is we're always going to have wildfires in California.
Around 1,300 people are still missing, and at least 76 people died in the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.